I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Sister Salma Khalfan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the program Muslim Lady, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. And in this program, we discuss about the status of women in Ahadith. Today, inshallah, we'll look at the women in the time of occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Inshallah. First of all, Islam has raised the station of women to such an extent that the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even accepted the pledge of allegiance, the bay'at. They were allowed to accompany the Muslim armies to the battlefield. And what roles did they play? They played roles as teachers, nurses, and also moral support for the troops because of all the qualities they have as a woman. And we find that in the tradition, of course, in the Ahadith. The Muslim woman could be a teacher, a defender of the law, and by fulfilling these roles, they could rise above the station of the angels. Alhamdulillah, this is the status of a woman in Islam as per tradition. Now, from one perspective, the importance of her role exceeds the role of men. Because, you know, she creates. It's amazing when you give her this title of creation. Why? She creates is because she bears the child that she's about to upbring. She has the sifat of khaliqiyya in her. And that's why she reflects the beautiful attributes of Allah, the sifat jamal of Allah. So she creates, that means she, you know, rears other human beings, brings them up, teaches them. In the words of Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, he says that it is because of the upbringing of the mother that a man ascends to his perfection.
Women in Imam Khomeini's idea.
Woman is the embodiment of realization of man's aspirations. Woman is a nurturer of honorable women and men. Man attains spiritual ascension from the bosom of woman. The bosom of a woman is a place from where prominent women and men have been reared. Imam Khomeini in Sahifa Ye Imam, Volume 7, page 341. Imam Khomeini points out, Islam did a favor to human beings by emancipation of women from the oppression of the age of ignorance. The age of ignorance marked a time when woman was viewed as being similar to animals, rather lower than them. Women were oppressed in the age of ignorance. Islam liberated women from the quagmire of the age of ignorance. This is also from Sahifa Ye Imam, Volume 7, page 337.
Just imagine, Imam Khomeini himself could ascend to such high levels, and that was the upbringing of his mother. That is the role that she has played. However, with the passing of time, unfortunately, the status of women in both the Islamic and non-Islamic societies, you know, once again sunk to pre-Islamic levels, the postmodern era, which strives for feminism in the wrong way. Unfortunately, whilst all the principles that a woman ought to have in her mind to become a perfect woman are all there in our Islamic literature, the hadiths, the Quran, and of course the history. Her raised status will show when she's coming to be the leading women among the 313, the 50 leading women. That even as leaders, because it doesn't mean if there's out there a group who are, for example, don't carry the qualities of leadership and she's a very good woman, she wouldn't be under that leadership. No. There will be many raised also from their graves. There are many women who will be able to help those leading women. So women have such a great post, alhamdulillah. Imam Mahdi's revolution will overturn the world's order and unify the entire world under the banner of true Islam. The status of woman will be no exception from this new order, for women will be returned in their rightful station the way Allah has planned for them. This is their perfection. If they, you know, expose their potentials and bring it to a level of perfection, they'll be among the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, inshallah. Now, our knowledge of what is to occur in the age following the revolution is limited, you know, but we get a hadith from the subject of Mahdawiyya, that is the study of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the historical documentation of the years, you know, that have been passed of Islam in the Islamic era. In some ways, the Islamic revolution in Iran and, you know, throughout the world, as well as the pivotal role played by women during and after that revolution, may serve a weak as indicators of what the role of women might be during the rule of Mahdi alayhi salam.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
It indicates somehow, because women also during the time of revolution were playing a role in their own ways as nurses, as, you know, martyrs in their own ways, as mothers ready to send their sons with all the longing, training them for that. So women have to play a great role. And in the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam also, we will see the traditions cited that she also plays a major role in that. Now, the following ahadith concern the role of women after Imam Mahdi's revolution. And one of them is Ja'far ibn Jufi narrates from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam that he is to have said, "The Mahdi will rise up along with 313 men and 50 women without any previous arrangement among themselves, like separate clouds clustering in the sky one after the other." This is the meaning of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wherever you may be, Allah will gather you together. Allah is capable of all things." And they will pledge their allegiance to Imam Mahdi, just as they pledged the allegiance to the Holy Prophet during his time, and they were allowed to do so. They will pledge their allegiance to Imam Mahdi between the black stone of the Kaaba and the station of Ibrahim, that is Maqam-e Ibrahim, when Imam Mahdi will rise up with them from Makkah. And we don't know details of this, because how will she be called and everything, but she will know in her heart that she is called and she will be with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Those 313, among the 313, the 50 leading women, inshallah ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among such who follow the principles of Islam to such a level that we also join this army. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Blessed is your face, blessed is your name, my beloved. Blessed is your smile, which makes my soul want to fly, my beloved. All the nights and all the times that you cared for me, but I never realized it. Now it's too late, forgive me.
I'm alone, filled with so much shame. For all the years I caused you pain. If only I could sleep in your arms again. Mother, I'm lost without you. You were the sun that brightened my day. Now who's gonna wipe my tears away? If only I knew what I know today. Mother, I'm lost without you.
Hujjatul Islam, Osama Abdul Ghani.
Realistic expectations before you go into the marriage. One nice topic for us to have. Islamically, what characteristics should I look for in a spouse? Because the Ahlul Bayt have said to be careful about your selection of a spouse. So what characteristics have they said that if you look for them, then inshallah after that you'll be successful? So, because after that, after I do get married, according to the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, then I should be patient with my selection. After I get married, then I'm patient. And I hang on, and I stick with it, and I fight for it. But before I get married, I'm supposed to go and check and see that this person has those qualifications that the Ahlul Bayt have mentioned. So when I say realistic expectations, though, what happens is that we sometimes learn of love through movies, through what we see in Hollywood. We think of that kind of a love. So then when I find out I get married, and then I see that my spouse has flaws, and all of us have flaws, then after that, I start to tell myself, well, you know what? I didn't meet my soulmate. The problem is that I didn't meet my soulmate. I should get divorced from this particular woman or from this guy, and then I'll marry the right person. And trap of shaitan. A lot of time, the problems and issues that I'm seeing, first of all, they're a normal human being. Secondly, a lot of times, my behavior causes these problems. But if you tell me from the beginning, as a young man, as a young woman, when I'm getting into the marriage, that being married and being married successfully means that you're going to sometimes have problems in the marriage, no matter how good a person you choose. No matter how wonderful, how sweet, good akhlaq, mu'min, does that mean that every second of the day you're always smiling, friendly, or sometimes they'll be a little bit grumpy, they might argue, they might have a problem, they might have an issue. But if you tell me that from the beginning of the marriage, then I go into the marriage with realistic expectations. Everybody goes through some rough times in the marriage. It's normal. It doesn't mean I didn't choose the right person.
Who is the loved one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.